Well, Felicia Jones organised one of America's peaceful protests this week outside the San Francisco Town Hall, a kneeling protest over George Floyd's death at the hands of Minnesota police. Thousands attended. She works in prisons, helping inmates refocus their lives, and became active over police violence after black man Mario Woods was killed by San Francisco police in 2015.
He was shot at 41 times with 21 bullets piercing his body, in which 9 policemen surrounded him, and he was no threat. And 9 policemen surrounded him, and 5 policemen shot at him. And this is one of the reasons why you see so much going on across the nation in the United States. It comes from years and years of suffering. It comes from years and years of pain. It comes from years and years of traumatic experiences, and no one hears our cry. And now it's enough is enough.
I think that's what's most remarkable about this moment, is that we are now 8 days into these protests and they are only getting bigger, even though the president is threatening to bring in the military to clear the streets.
Why do you think
people are willing to still come out?
Because enough is enough. When you begin to count numerous murders by police onto black men, it's worse than lynching. So this is the new day. The new modern day lynching is being killed by police.
So in the case of George Floyd, let me ask you about that, because we have seen one charge or a couple of charges laid against one police officer. We now have the autopsy that says this was a homicide. We also have the state of Minnesota filing a civil rights charge against the Minneapolis Police Department over George Floyd's death. Do these things that are happening, these charges, these cases, indicate to you that something is changing or not?
Oh, no, nothing is changing. No. I mean, it would have to change all over America and not just in Minnesota. There's some steps towards change, and it's really not about real change, because if it was about real change, it was 4 policemen who were involved. They all should be charged, you know? And so, and then what happened? In San Francisco, you kill someone. You're off on administrative leave for 10 days, paid administrative leave, and then you go back to work like nothing's changed. But it has changed for that black family. It has changed for that black community. So it's been 400 years of traumatic experiences on the black community here in the United States of America.
What do you expect will happen with the protest movement? Because, you know, unlike the 60s where there was leadership, this is really a deep outpouring across the country, but with no focused leadership. Does somebody need to come to the fore? Because the risk surely is that this will eventually dissipate.
Well, I won't say that there's no leadership. Media oftentimes do not call it what it really is, or call people who are the leaders in the black community leaders. They go to the first person who they think can give them an answer. And when you think about leaders, people have oftentimes want to pinpoint who's a leader who they believe is a leader. But you got to stop trying to name who a leader. Our community states who's a leader. There is leadership all over this nation who's leading these marches. Now, have you seen a strategic plan? Maybe not, but you can't say there's no leadership.
Felicia Jones, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
All righty.
Felicia Jones is a protest organizer in San Francisco.